Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Ah! Living in Shmasim Mimorosim Rishmas Mordechai. Yishkoich for coming every single day for the last week, all the way from Yishalayim. Remind me your name, because I. Oh, no, from Yishalayim. What's your name? Yishkoich for Evelyn, all the way from Baltimore, Yishkoich. Rabbi Isai, what a wedding last night, Bemis. One of the nicest, most lebedika weddings I've been to in my life. And I've been to a lot of weddings. So I want to show you something very, very interesting. Something happened that I've been to more weddings than probably anybody in this room because I was a caterer, so at least 100 weddings a year for a bunch of years. And part of my job, I used to hang out by the chuppah. I used to make sure to be there, make sure the wine and the this and the brachas and tell people what to do, how many times to turn around. I was very into the, you know, people go the wrong way, I'll count for, you know. Something happened at the wedding last night that I've never seen in my life. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it. And let me tell you as follows. The reason why, it was like a spontaneous thing. So another record for last night. The chassan himself, the father of the chassan, Avi, does the daf. The grandfather of the chassan, Dr. Epstein, is here every day. The uncle of the chassan, Hillel, is here. The other uncle, Eli, he's the one that did the daf very stark, and he told us about YouTube and everything else. The father of the Kala, Shimon Solway, who came every single day, brought his son, would drive him here, find parking. Akiva Solway is the brother-in-law of the chassan, who writes every single week in Or HaMerkaz. The chassan's grandfather, Kamiansky, also does the daf. The chassan himself does the daf. Who else? And they were all under the chuppah. And then, this is what happened. And the kala, it's a shiloh. Okay, so here goes. They started singing Shema Kedu the Dav. That's me getting a bracha. And then, that I never seen. A rikud under the chuppah. And then,
somebody got clapping for someone. They walked up.
I don't know. Okay, we're not going to show the rest. That I didn't put in. Okay. Yosef Biliak, surprise. Geschmack. The power of every word. I hope that this email finds you well. I want to share a chizuk as the power of every word of Torah that you share. You never know the positive impact it can make. About 2 weeks ago on Daf Lamed Aleph Abba Metzia, you mentioned in passing the idea of Leimor Pasoyach Tiftach. That aside from the lesson of the Gemara to teach us about giving to Anim outside our city, that the Leimor is to tell us that our mitzvah of giving reaches a Shleimut when we encourage others to give. Leimor, to tell others, I Baruch Hashem participated in a solidarity trip to Israel last month and decided to organize a Pesach gift and holiday greetings for the Alman and Yisayim and one of the Gdoishim killed and kidnapped October 7th. Erog Yid, whose family we met on our trip. Yervard encouraged me to go out of my comfort zone and solicit other Yidden in two shuls, which I frequent in Montreal, to participate in the mitzvah. With Hashem's help, many people have participated, greatly increasing the gift and number of holiday wishes to the Alman and Yisayim. All thanks to a few words by yourself, the power of the Fiyami, the power of Torah, the power of Achdus of Am Yisrael. Thank you for every moment you invest in preparing the daf shir. No word you say is insignificant. Best regards, Ilan Chaim Golan, Montreal, Canada. All of us in Chutz La'aretz are thinking about our friends and family in Eretz Yisrael, constantly davening for our safety. Oh, so in case you're wondering why I'm here, they canceled our flight and they didn't, it's no longer flying out of Eretz Yisrael. I was flying on Austrian. So now instead, we are leaving, hopefully at 1 o'clock this afternoon, to Cyprus, from Cyprus to Austria. Austria, be there for about 15 hours. And then somehow, like 2 days later, we're going to arrive in Chicago. And that's all worth it for my wife. However, we are also looking for opportunities to help MDY members, family members, when they come up. Listen to this. Somebody's looking for opportunity for MDY, the chesed of MDY. Another chesed. We just said a chesed. The guy heard this thing. He went and he did a chesed. Here's somebody else. Unfortunately, Aaron Hirsch's father-in-law was nifter on Erev Shabbos in Ottawa. Another Canadian. While it's a great mitzvah to help any Yid in this situation, it's an extra privilege to help out an MDYer. We MDYers in small, out-of-town communities are always happy to meet fellow MDYers and help them out should they find themselves in our towns. Perhaps someone could set up a website to help find us and reach out if need us. If you need us. I hope everybody has a Chag Kosher Sameach and keep on daffing. Adam Peters, Moed Katan. Here's a photo of myself with Aaron Hirsch. In my hand is the first piece of MDY merch. A phone stand from the Siyum. Here, Aaron Hirsch is on the right with the cap and the author of this email with his merch in his hand. I'm relative newcomer to MDY, says Moshe Dax from Woodmere, New York. I've only joined the beginning of Bamat Siyum. I had my own more modest Gemara said by my friend Jeremy Shaiwitz convinced me to just watch the first day shir of Bamat Siyum. I was immediately hooked. One thing that has become ingrained in me in these first 40 or so days has been the assay, the mitzvah assay of sticking to the yomi and the lois assay of not falling off. Rabboisai, it's almost Pesach, and that's where people fall. Don't be one of them. Stick to it. Last Sunday, we were zeichet to marry off our firstborn daughter. In all the wonderful craziness of the ufruf, the wedding, the sheva brachas, I heard your voice in my head. Rabboisai, don't fall off. You can learn from Avi. Here he is. Went to sleep 2 o'clock in the morning. The night before, slept 1.5 hours, maybe. Every day. It's the yoimi. Dr. Epstein is here. They're here. I saw what time he got home. I am behind on work, email, speech writing. You hear this? He's behind on work. He's behind on emails. He's behind on speech writing for Sherry Brooks and more. But I'm current with the daf. Below is a photo of me doing the daf last Sunday at the Hilton Meadowlands where my daughter got married. Here, makeup. And all sorts of other seemingly important things going on around me. But I've come to learn one thing. The yoimi is every day, even on the day of your daughter's chasana. Amazing. Bamis. With great appreciation to you for all that you do and the role that you play in what has become the part of each day. The best part of each day, says. Sincerely, Moshe Dax, Woodmere, New York. Here he is, Rabboisai, doing the daf. Somebody schluffing on the couch over there, as you can see. But he's daffing away. With the phone and all. Rabboisai, as we have reached our goal, second goal, the campaign is still open for who knows how long. But we reached 1.2 million. So I want to mention some of the highlights that I noticed this morning, and I'm sure there are many others, and I know I'm going to be missing people and I'm going to be insulting people. But let me just say a little bit. First of all, Yossi Klein, an individual who has no background in this and has no background in making Shabbosim, but he made a Shabbaton. He had no background in charity events, neither did no one in our organization. He decided, I'm doing it. And he went with it. And Baruch Hashem, it worked out. It's the very, very first time that we're doing it. And it's a tremendous hatzlacha. What's that hatzlacha? That we as a family, we came together and we raised $1.2 million. It's not an easy thing. So many people went out of the comfort zone. It's crazy. 6,244 people donated. 6,244 people donated. 727 people took teams. Doylem here. These guys right here took teams. Nachman Seltzer, over $3,000 he raised. It's tremendous. Without a WhatsApp. Guy without WhatsApp. MS, without a phone. He doesn't have a phone. It's very hard. He made phone calls. What people, we just send out in status. He's making single phone, individual phone calls.
He's got the rotary phone.
Yeah. Actually, I have a little bit of a...
S-O-S.
The guys from charity told me they've never seen a campaign like this. 47 communities. We had Bells, we had Chabad, we had this. 7 regions from around Australia raised money for us. Australia. My team alone, 778 people donated to my team. 700, it's a huge number. So I just want to mention a few people. Mark Ashkenazi, which I learned a tremendous lesson from him, and we're going to learn this for next year. He told me he wants to raise $5,000, and I put him in a... I didn't do it to almost anyone. He wanted me to do something, and I said, you want me to do it? Then raise $20,000 for me. He said, no problem. I want to do it so bad. I want you to do it. Okay, so we made a deal. Because I put him that pickle, he started making phone calls. And because of those phone calls, he raised $52,000. That means that everybody here in this room could do it if they just pick up the phone. Mati Belsky, on his page, it says like 40-something thousand. He raised over $70,000. $25,000 that's on my page goes to him. He's the one that raised it. Yosef Biliak, $16,000. This was a big one. Moshe Feintuch, he's a regular guy. He said he's going to raise $10,000. He raised it before anybody else. So I called him out in Borough Park. It was before the campaign even started. He got the $10. I said, you got to take another $10. He said, okay, I got another $10. And he raised $20,000. Just a regular, average guy. Willie Balk from Englewood, $18,000. Eli Ashir, the guy that flew in for a Siyum here. And he told me some crazy stuff. He wants to, because of the shir, he wants to give up a Pesach in the hotel, even though he makes a lot of money there. A lot. With the whole mishpach and everything, he wants a Yiddish whole atmosphere, all Maisa. Eli Dikman, Shalom Rand was a big one. Eli Dikman, I mean. Eli Dikman raised a lot of money. Shalom Rand didn't want to take a page. I put lachatz on him because he talks against it. He has a very, very popular status. And on his status, he makes fun of the whole thing. And it was mamish against what he preaches. And he went out there and he raised over $5,000. It was huge. Shlomi Klein from Lubavitch raised over $5,000. Avi Kamiansky and everything else that you do. Yonah Rothman. Yochanan Itzkowitz, Avigdor Fall, by the way, flew in from Eretz Yisrael and spent, I don't know, 2 weeks away from his family doing the whole thing. So Yishkoyach Avigdor, Tomer still not back. Bemis, he had to do the post and everything else. And Asanel Gans, I'm sure I'm missing people. Asanel is tremendous with all the advertising and everything behind the scenes and da 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 da. Who else am I missing? Every one of you, everyone came forward and broke something to the table. In Bezer Hashem, we're going to use the money for the right thing. We're looking to hire more people to do better art, better artists, better just get the organization going in the right direction. Bezer Hashem. Today happens to be, everybody loved this individual, Avi Mandelbaum's Yahrzeit. Here he is. So young. Every day with another Meshuggah, a picture he had in his background. The Olam, just again, the Mishpacha came together as a thing. I said, maybe we could learn 1,000 daf for his refuah, right? It was before. And the Olam learned 5,000 something daf. I forgot the number, 5,700, 5,000, over 5,000 daf, which was amazing. A feat that we never repeated, but it was the love that everybody had for him. He's very... very, very missed. We should never have to repeat it. Okay, the Masechta is sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. Parnas HaChodesh. We have five of them. Refuah Shleima for Eli Melech Ben Tzipora. Lila Nishma Zachayir Ben Moisha. Lila Nishma Zachayir Bas Yosef. By Aaron Freeman, it should be Zchus to the rebellion for continued Tziyad Nishmayin teaching Torah to Klai Yisrael. Yosef Ben Chai Sarah for the Zchusim that come from supporting Limurat Torah. Amen. B'yom Rosenfeld for Atzlochim, business, and all my endeavors. Parnas Hayoim, we have six of them. Ellen and Ari Fishel, in honor of our son David, Pesach David, becoming a bar mitzvah, Mazel Tov. Aaron and Naomi Mandelbaum, parents. Yossi and Carolyn Mandelbaum, brother. And Esther and Yossi Ziffer, sister. And last but hardly least, Michal Mandelbaum, Avi Zeshes Chayel, Lili Nishmas, Avraham Menashe, Ben Aaron Moisha, my brother, my son, my husband on his yard site. Mordechai Saxon, in honor of our son Yehuda's wedding to Atar Lamden tonight. Brain intact, unleash your full potential. Should be zoich to nachas kedusha and tremendous success in all my endeavors. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. Moshe Kinsbersky, in honor of the wedding of Zevi and Tehila Kamiansky. Mazel tov to the Kamiansky family. 5,289 daf were learned in Eschus. Unbelievable. In 15 days. Lilishmas Imi Merosi, Gittel Bas Moshe, Zichrono Levracha, Lillian Levy on a Yahrzeit. Mother of Ephraim Levy Munting Queens. Art of the Month sponsored by Anonymous for Schus for an easy childbirth for his daughter and a healthy baby. Raboisa, you know what? Are we able to do it real quickly? We want to do the raffle, the $10,000 raffle. There's over 2,500 entries. Raboisa, here it goes. By the way, anybody that raised $10,000 gets a free room at the next Shabbaton. And all money basically goes to 10% off. Who's the winner? And you're going to blow it up to show us? What does it say?
Michael and Alpina Ilyabayev.
Ilyabayev. One thing you know for sure, it's not my relative. Wow. Michael and Albina Ilyabayev just won $10,000. It should go to the right things. Yishkoyach for supporting MDY. Mazel tov, yeah. Mazel tov. Okay. What, that you won one something? What happened? I remember. It was just the fancy that won. No, remind me. I seriously. Oh, the Shabbaton. You won the Shabbaton. And you gave it to your daughter. Okay. I said it for a reason. I forgot where it was exactly. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding the last words on Mem Vav Amud Beis. Omer Rav Huno. No, you're wondering. I don't like to talk about it a lot, but Lamaisa Avi was on Zoom every single day for years. The first one throughout Corona, the most spoken, beloved by everybody, and very young, and suddenly snatched like this. And it just taught us a lesson that you're not here forever, and nobody knows. No, there's no guarantee for anything. He was a pharmacist. He knew about medicine and nothing. It doesn't help. He got the machla. Gary and I went to visit him. He looked like he was okay. Just a month later, whatever. He was 42 years old. Unbelievable. We all have to take Musa from it. Nobody knows when the time is up. Omer Rab, Omer Ravuna. Mechor li be'elu. A guy takes a bag of money, let's say. He says, okay, sell me that thing for this. Does anybody have any idea, any clue how much is in here? Nobody. Says, what do you say? I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. So, it's not a bad idea. Why not? Yes, believe it or not. Okay, so Mechor li be'elu. He says, do me a favor, sell me this for this. Kana, it works. V'yesh le'vela na. So now you look, you see, woman, how much does an orange cost? Orange is, I don't know, let's call this a dollar. You count the money here, it's $10. So you say, no, I know it means anything above a sixth. If it's exactly a sixth more, you have to return the difference. If it's more than a sixth, then there's no more sale. It's bottom. So over here, we're dancing on two chasanas. We're using chalipin to make the kinyan, but we're also saying that, oh, Reb Simon, Shalom Aleichem, I recognize you from before Corona, no? Yes. Come, get over here, Shalom Aleichem, get over here. Shalom Aleichem, wow. I don't think we ever met in person.
We did. Once or twice.
Only twice, okay, good. That's why you look so familiar. Is this your first time in Eretz Yisrael? First time in this year?
First time this year.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah, physically here.
All right, beautiful. Thanks for coming. Thank wow. Okay. Remember, who was that guy? What was the guy? Simon, who's the guy that made a seum in Flatbush? No, I know you, but that was your seum they made first time in how many years?
Never made seum.
That was your first time with us. Yishkoyach. And how old were you? You're 53 years old when you made your first seum. It was unbelievable. No, but there's another guy that made a seum in his backyard. Shmeril, Geril, like a chassid, like a Haimish Yid. He's on Zoom every single day. Okay, whatever. I keep on forgetting his name. Huh? No. Before your times. Yeah, we got to learn Torah. So there is oina. You have to return the difference in the sixth. Kana avagav delo moshach. Even though there's no meshicha, which you're supposed to do for metalton, the kibud like kapid, since he didn't care how much money was in the bag. Kana dechi chalipin dami is similar to chalipin kinyan sudar or chalipin. V'yesh lo yolav oina, and we still apply the halachas of oina. It says in the Torah, v'chi simku remimku la misecha. Is the pasuk al toinu ishesachim? It comes from this lashon of toinu, meaning don't charge more than a sixth, more than the market price. The what? That's who was Shmelka. Shmelka is feeding you stuff. So vishlevena. So The Mecharli Be'elu Ka'amarle. We know a car is X amount of money, it costs $6,000, you charge $7,000 or whatever it is, you were over on enough to return. What about things that don't have a set price? That's another, it's a Shaila Achroinim exactly. Rav Abba Omar Ravuna. Mecharli Be'elu, if he says, sell me with this bag, Kana Be'elu Yavana. It works as Chalipin. So if I trade a pen for your house or whatever it is, it works. So there's no enough. A house is something else, it's karka. But let's say I'm kind of the car with Khalipin through a pen. So it works. So also a bag of money, it would work the same way. It says, if you don't care how much is in the bag, you didn't count. Then it works like Khalipin. Khalipin will makbir alayim. But what if the guy starts asking questions? How much is that computer worth? This item you're using is clear. I want to know what its value is. So then do we say, listen, but you're doing chalip in here, it doesn't matter how much it's worth. Or so once you open your mouth and you start asking questions, now it's like a regular mekachu memka, it's a regular sale. My. Omer v'adar v'rahav v'toshma, maybe I have a raya. Harei shoye toifes parosiv oimet. We have a guy in the marketplace holding onto a cow. Ubo chaveri v'omer le paroschu lama. Exactly what's the reason you're here in the marketplace with a cow? So he says, l'chamar ani tzarech. I need a donkey. I want to do some sort of trade. So he says, "Yesli chamar shani noisin lecha. I have a donkey. It's somewhere now. You don't really see it here. Paros l'bekama. How much is your cow worth? Oh, so now he opened his mouth and he started asking questions. How much is it worth? He didn't want to do a trade, a chalipin. He starts asking questions. Now the question is: does that make it a mekach memkar? Once he starts asking how much something is worth, bekach. This is how much it's worth. Chamar l'bekama. How much is a donkey worth? Your donkey bekach. Okay, moshach ba chamar sapar." So the guy that owns a donkey, he did a meshicha on the cow. And this is what happened. He didn't do meshicha, and then all of a sudden, poof, the donkey goes fife. So what should the halacha be? Just like when a chassan lifts up the pen, the kala automatically is koina the stuff that he promises her. She didn't do a kinyan. He goes like this. So maybe over here, he lifted up the cow, and that's it. So the guy got the donkey, whatever, it works. He got the cow, he got the donkey, and the donkey dies, so the donkey died in his possession. Gemara says, no, it's two X's. L'kona ba'ala chamar es ha'paro. It didn't work. Why? This was a mekach u'memkar. This was a sale, not a chalipin. If it was a chalipin, all I need is one guy to lift. But that's not what happened there. Shema min ol chalipin u'makbir aleim. This is a case where they're inquiring what the value of the cow is, what the value of the donkey is. Therefore, Leikana, it's more of a mekach memka. Amarava, atu chalipin b'shuftin askinon, the lekapter. What are we talking about? A bunch of idiots. Now look how Yoshi did a bunch of idiots. Yeah. Whack jobs. When you do chalipin, every time you do chalipin, what? They don't ask, how much is it worth? You do chalipin. The chassan doesn't say, how much is this pen worth? What? So he's a shaita. He conveys his stuff to the kala without knowing. That's how they do it. Maybe people are makbid. Maybe they're not makbid. By the way, the word kpeda means I am makbid. A lot of people are makbid on each other. Yeah, most people have somebody that they're makbid. They b'chiv yishuvten askinon. We're talking about shoytemir. So somebody came to Chazanish and said to Chazanish, Rebbe, I feel like you're makbid on me. So the Chazanish says, that word is not in my vocabulary. I don't even know what that means. I don't have that in my thing. Alevai and everybody else. So kol chalib mikbad kapti v'kona. V'chamay skinon d'omar le chamor b'poro v'tale. He says like this. What happened was, of course, if you did chalibim with one cow, you pull the cow, then you're kind of, the guy's kind of the chamar without even pulling it. What happened was, it was an incomplete chalipin. Because he wanted to do chalipin, and it's very interesting, because today it's very different. Today it's the opposite. This guy had a cow and a sheep, and he wanted to trade it for a chamar. Today, a cow cost over $2,000, I think. Back in the day when I was a little bit in the business, it was over $2,000. I know here in Israel, a cow is like 10,000 shekel. Maybe close to $3,000. A donkey cost $100, $150. There's nothing you can do with a donkey, really. Today, back in the day, they used to use a donkey as a car, as a schlepper, as a this. Okay, everybody needed one. Today, what are you going to do with it? The meat's no good. A sheep today was like 1,500 shekel, I think we paid, right? You guys also bought one. Even more than that? So 1,500, 2,000 shekel. Much more. One sheep is much more than a donkey. In the time of the Gemara, it was different. A cow and a sheep for a donkey. So Mamela, if he only did Meshicha on a cow, if he did Meshicha on a cow, then it doesn't work. Why? Because he had to do Meshicha on a cow and a sheep. He only did on half the items. That's why it doesn't work. But of course, the Gemara says, of course, Chalipin works without knowing the value. You don't need to know the value. Says the Gemara, it's a cow and a sheep. It's not a good Meshicha. I saw a story, I just want to stick it in here somehow with the Shuftanim. The Megala Amukos was, he told us the Kila, he was a Rav in Krakow, Krakow. What?
Krakow.
Not, was it, is it Krakow? Yeah, I don't know. It was it?
Krakow.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay, Krakow. The Rosh Shiva of Krakow. He said, I want to leave. So he said, they said, okay, whatever. Then a few days later, he said, I want to call everybody in. He says, I'm not leaving. Why? He said, this Maisa, if it was like Stama Maisa, I wouldn't say it really. But this is a story about a Megala Amukos. He said, because there was a wealthy person that went in the marketplace and he saw a Talmud Chacham selling bread. And he said, listen, this is not bakavadik for you. Such a Talmud Chacham should sell bread. Let's make a deal. I'll support you. You'll learn Torah. You don't have to sell bread in public. So the guy said, okay. He goes back there like a month later and he sees the Talmud Chacham selling bread. So he says, what's this? We made a deal. He says, I can't. I have to sell the bread. I don't feel comfortable taking money from you. So he schleps into the entire, to the Megala Amukos. And he says, we made a deal. He broke his deal. I'm Yisrael Chizvul and I want his chusim. So God says, no. So he said, because when the Talmud Chacham said, when I sold bread, I had to bake the bread and I had to mix and I had to do. And the whole time I was nervous that when I cut the wheat, it's going to rot. And then I had to make sure that the flour came out good. And then I had to make sure that I make the right dough and it's the right amount. And then it's in the oven. I'm not going to burn it. I constantly was davening to Hashem to help. Now, I feel like I lost my connection to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. I don't need him anymore. So the Megala Amukos said, oh, if a city has such dinei Torah that he's schlepping me, that he wants to support the Torah, and he's saying that I lost my connection, such a city, I'm not going to leave, and he remained the Rav over there. I just thought about it because Shuftan asked, you know, sometimes you think that the guy's a shaita, he has it all good, the guy's giving him money. No, sometimes there's a deeper story than what you think. Don't be makbid, maybe also. Omer Mar. Mecharli be'elu kona v'yeshli olivana. We said that he says, how much is in the bag? I don't care. Whatever's in the bag, sell me this pen for the bag. And there's oina. You have to check how much money there is, and if it's more than a sixth, give it back. Says the Gemara le'masover lo, same le'masover avhuna matbea nasa chalipin. Perhaps, how did he do? How was the kinyan? The kinyan was because he took the bag. He took the bag, and then the pen became his. So that's chalipin, through money. And we had a whole sugi yesterday. We said at the end, everybody holds, you can't use money as chalipin. Loi. Lema sovar avunamat ben as chalipin. Loi, ravuna sovar alokir b'yoychanon. In fact, this was a money exchange. So how was the kinyan done? With money. But money doesn't work. No, he holds like b'yoychanon, sovar like b'yoychanon, amat v'artari mois koinois. Money does work. Why the Chachamim say, don't use money for a kinyan, only Meshicha? Gzeiro Hashem yoymar loy nisvru chitecha ba'aliyah. He'll say that if money acquires the produce, and you didn't take the produce from the seller, and then there's a fire, he's not going to work hard to save your produce. So he said, you know what? You have to do Meshicha. If you didn't do Meshicha, it's the seller's, and it's his problem. So when it comes to fire, I didn't say this in a long time, but it's a famous marshal from Rabbi Saul Salanter. He says, the Rosh Hashiva, he has a son that he doesn't get along with. He barely speaks to him. And he has his top Talmud, the most beloved Talmud ever, puts in all his koyches into the Talmud and everything. And then there's a fire, big fire, the yeshiva is going down in flames. Who does the Rosh Hashiva save? The son he almost hates, or the Talmud he loves so much? Obviously, he's going to save his own son. Because at the end of the day, deep, deep down, he loves his son much more than he loves his favorite Talmud. And the Nimshal is, I have no idea. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam loves us deep down. He's our father. What's the Nimshal? Something like that. Okay. And the daf, you have to do the daf. The kids are on Pesach. Says Gemara. Oh. So why does it work here? He tried to use money. Look, he went like this. He gave him a bag of money and he's kind of the item. Why does it work? Because money works with the Raisa. But it doesn't work with the Rabbanon. So why does it work over here? Because this is a very strange situation. It don't, hardly ever happens that somebody says, whatever's in the bag, I'll take. Milsa the Shechicha goes with Rabbanon. Chacham said, only use Mashicha in a regular situation. And this is a funny case, and therefore money does work in this situation. You learned Rav Huna like this, and you weren't sure does he hold Mois Kainis, not Mois Kainis. And then, we said in Mamish Mefurish, the name of Rav Huna straight out. There is no Chalipin with money. And therefore, we are forced to say this whole pshat that we just said, that over here works as money because it's Loi Shechia. Not that, oh, maybe he holds Eimat Ben as a Chalipin, and therefore, he says straight out, I hold Eimat Ben as a Chalipin. So therefore, I'm forced to say the pshat we just said. Rav Omar Bekel Yishol Koino. So yesterday, we had a volunteer, and today, we're not going to have a volunteer. I have this Kala thing here. This is to cover a Kala. I want to ask Rav Nachman if he could wear this just for a few minutes. Are you able to wear this? No? I just won $1 million. I said yesterday, they said, you're going to wear it. I said, if he wears it, $1 million. And the Mendy also. I did the bet. Okay, anyways, we have team players.
Yeah, put it on.
I will. Okay, could you be the Moicher? Could you hold it like this at least? Yeah, okay, and you hold it like this. So, at a chasana, the chasan is conveying stuff to the kala. So who's the moicher, who's the kaino, who's the buyer, who's the seller? Huh, Rabbeisa, anybody? What's the kala? She's a kaino. She's buying, she's acquiring stuff from...
He's buying her.
No, but that's something else. That's in the Kinyan of Kedushin. Mechiras chametz. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so there's a buyer and a seller. There's a guy and there's a yid. The Rav. Okay, the Rav. You are the guy that has chametz and you're the Rav. Okay? But I'm saying the guy, okay? You're confusing it. He's a shliach for the...
Okay.
Fine. Who has to... That's how you do mechiras chametz. You go to the Rav. And the Rav gives you, right? Is that how it works here? The Rav gives you a pen and you go like this. Whose pen do you use? The Rav does chalipin with the guy? The guy is kind of chalipin. Okay. So whose pen are we using? Are we using the Rav's, who is the kaina, or are we using the guy that's selling his chametz to the Rav, the moicher? The seller or the buyer who has to provide the pen, Rabbi Isai? The Rav? It's a machloikis. So at a wedding, for instance, there's no machloikis that a third party could step in and you could use the third party's pen. So that's why the Rosh Hashiva provides his pen, doesn't ask the chassan. Because everybody get confused. Is it the chassan? Is it the kala? What do you do? Third part. So now we have a machloikis here. Rav Omar, okay, again, this is where the nekudas are not good for me. Over here, my Gemara says, Bekilyoy shel koina. And in yeshiva, how do you say it? Bekay love. Said this is mamish like, when my father started singing, Eishis Chayil Mimtza, Virachoik Mipnini Mikhra, Botach Leiv Balo, Vishalol Lo Yechsor. And I'm like, no way, Abba, I'm not doing that. It's Eishis, I don't care if it's Meduktik or not Meduktik, we don't change the song, this is how it is. It's Bekelov, and it's Kvi, and it's Rav Simi Barashi, and I don't care what the article says from now on. It's grain. No, that's something else. That has no nekudas. Rav Amar Bekilyoy Shel Koino, Bekelov Shel Koino. Let's just go with Kelov. I don't care. Yeah, it's more meduktik Bekilyoy because it's only one. It's one kli. But you see this at Kelov, Shalom Yisrael. it's the one purchasing, it's the Rav who has to provide the pen. And that's how we pass in Halacha. That's why you all said the Rav gives the pen. Very good. Because he wants the Koino, wants the Levi Makne Koino, he wants to provide the pen. Therefore, he acquires the Chometz. He loves it. He wants the Chometz. But Levi Omar Bekelov Shal Makna, and Levi says, no, Bekilia Shal Makna, it's the Kala. It's the Chosin. I'll explain it later. That the Gemara says. Look, if you use this pen to acquire real estate, so it comes out that first you get the pen, and then you get the real estate. Okay, then it happens to be that the real estate, the chosim sheyesh lo machrayis, real estate, nickname him the chosim sheyesh lo machrayis with metal, with a pen. Why? Mashiach doesn't work on karka. You ever try to pull a building? It doesn't work. So Mashiach doesn't work. It works on a pen. But how could you be koina a pen and then be koina real estate afterwards? Now we learned in the Mishnah the opposite. The chosim sheyesh lo machrayis, we all saw yesterday the kinyan agav. First you acquire the real estate, and because of the real estate, you koina the metaltalin. The chosim sheyesh lo machrayis, thinking the chosim sheyesh lo machrayis. Omalei, yhavalei, levi hocha, have a mapik lapach, pulse the nura. If Levi was here, he would throw a bunch of fire at you. Here's the picture. Round fireballs at you. Basically, it means a cherim. He put you on cherim, a shamta. You think it works because of agav. I give you a pen and that's how you kind of real estate. That's how it works. Yeah, no. With that, I know the kamakabimene. Because you, a chashuv person, like the Brisky Rav Nevi accepted a present in his life. Only on Purim, you're able to give him shalchmanas. I think it was the present. One of the... So... And then a guy gives him shalchmanos all the way towards the end of Purim. He looks out the window. He says, no, it's kind of shkia time. No, they're not accepted. So imagine you come to him on Hanukkah. You try to give him a Hanukkah gift. And he takes it from you. That's a tremendous coven. Wow, what a coven. So then I know they took it from you. Like we had a kiddushin that a woman will, if she gives a gift to this guy and he accepts it from her, he's so chashur, she's masking to be miskadeshes to him. So they come and come and go back. That's how it worked over here with the hano, not with the pet. Says Gemara Ketanoi, Bezois Lefanim Bisrael Alagula Valatmura. The reason why you don't know these psukim is because you're fast asleep. We know the first pasuk in Rosh and the last pasuk in Rosh, and everything else is a big dream. This tells us about the kinyan of Chalipin. Bezois Lefanim Bisrael Alagula Valatmura Lekayim Koldovar Sholaf Ishnaloi. You take off your shoe, Benosan Lereyeu. I gotta say this, even though I have no time. The Mashgiach in Chevron tells his Bacharim, or would tell his Bacharim, the Chassanim, he'd say, listen, marriage is like buying a pair of shoes. Why? He tells people like a mashal. He tells people going to Chutz La'aretz, listen, I'm this and this size, bring back a pair of shoes. They bring back a pair of shoes, he puts it on, and it's like, mamash, it hurts. So you can't get mad at the Bachar that brought it back. You told him the size. He says, oh, say this at the Shevet Brachas. This is your shoe. This is your size. It hurts. Yes. It's tight. Yes. But that's what marriage is. It doesn't have to fit perfectly. In the beginning, it's a little lachatz. But you gotta wait. You gotta, after time, it stretches and feels good. In the beginning, it's not so easy. Mamish. Yeah. It's mamish, a shame I'm leaving in a few hours. Chutz La'aretz. Wow. It could have been mamish. And the chasen kal. Does anybody remember one piece of advice anybody ever gave them at the... Okay. Gula zu mechira. Gula means a mechira. What does mechira mean, Rabbi Isai? Pay attention over here. If you're just looking at the article for a second, maybe you're going to skip this. Gula's mechira means a sale. What does a sale mean? Sale means what we're talking about. We're talking about kinyan sudr. This is a pasuk of a sudr. This is not a pasuk of a kinyanim. So the Torah is telling you, if you don't have money, you give a pen and you acquire it. That's mechira. V'cheinu oimer, lo yigal. When you have an animal that's meiser, you cannot begoil it. What does goil mean? You can't sell it. The word tmura is uchalipin. Everybody in this room knows what tmura is. That's chalipin. So what's the difference between chalipin and mechira? We just said mechira means chalipin. Oh, so chalipin l'chayr means barter. I give you a donkey and you give me a cow. That's slightly different. Whereas over here, one guy is getting one thing and the king is chal. V'cheinu oimer. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oisoi. If you want to see what Shalav Shnaloi, Hagulav Al Tmura, here, the two words that we're talking about here, gula, the extra words. Shalaf ishnaloi, here. He wants to acquire the groceries, so he gives him a shoe, and that's how he acquires it. Now, here is tmura, real quickly. So guy brings a carbon. He says, this is designated as a carbon. This is back in the day. We're still a little green. So that one becomes hegdish. Oops. I can't go through the whole thing again. Fine. Lamashan. We're not going to go through the whole thing. Maybe Yosef will do it. Basically, he has one. Okay, we'll do it. I'll be Ms. Gaber myself.
Avei is the kol one. Avei is the tumas azeh.
Okay, kids. So he takes another animal that's better and bigger, and he says that the second animal should be instead of the first one. That's isad raisa. That's the word tmura. This instead of that. Tmura zuchaliv chenu oimer loyichli better b'loyim arasi. Oisa, you shouldn't exchange it. L'kayim kol dobar sholaf ish naloi v'nosan l'reheu. Mi nosan l'mi. So in the famous story of Rus and Boaz, so Boaz wasn't the most related to her in terms of Yibum, in terms of, and she wanted Rus and Naomi, they wanted to sell the field. And I'm not very good at the story because, you know, she was nice. But Boaz, the Goyal, he didn't want to marry Rus. He felt that she was not allowed to marry because he didn't do the whole drasha. He didn't want to deal with it. So Boaz said, you know what, let me take over the field that you're supposed to inherit. You're supposed to take over. They wanted to sell the field. I'll redeem the field. But the Goyal was in front of him. So Boaz says, let's do a Kenyan. So what happens? Says in the Pasuk, Shalav Ishnaloi. But who? It seems like the Goyal was Shalav Ishnaloi. The simple pshat in the Pasuk was, because this is the about the Goyal. Shalav Ishnaloi, he removed the shoe, gave it to Boaz, and like that, Boaz acquired the field. Minos lami, Boaz no son, the Goyal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, listen, it's not Muchach in the Pasuk. You could still say Goyal no son of Boaz. Boaz no son of Goyal, sorry, the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda, I think the pashas of the Pasuk was that the Goyal does. But the way the Tanakhama learns, Minas Nami, Boyaz Nasan Goyal, Ribido Oimer, Goyal Nasan Boyaz. The bottom line is, it's not 100% in the Pasuk. Shalaf Ish. Doesn't say exactly who did it, so it could be the Koino, it could be the Makna. Tana, Koino Mikli, Afapi Shem Bishav Pruto. This pen, nobody cares if it's a Pruto, not a Pruto, you can use it. Omer Abnachim Loi Shonel Mikli, Avapere Loi, fruit you can't use. Rosh Hashanah Mafi Lubi Paris, you could use fruit, that's what we had yesterday. My time there, Rav Nachman, why can't you use fruit? In other words, it has to be kli, but something similar to kli and not fruit. My time there, Rav Sheshes, why could you use fruit? Everything. Rav Nachman, Ami, Oksiv, Lekayim, Kol Dover, what does he do with the Pasuk? Ahu, Lekayim, Kol Dover, the nickname of Minel, everything is acquired through a shoe. I've called Dover, sorry. Rav Sheshes, Nami, Oksiv, Naloi, Amalach, Rav Sheshes, Manali, Dover, Mesuim. It has to be something like a shoe that's whole. Complete. I've called over Milham Suyam. Lapuke Chati Rimon Vechati Ego is the loy. Not a half a kli, a half a fruit. Om Rav Sheish Breda Ravidi Kemakas Fino Idna. We said, and I even have a video of it from last night, but I'm not going to show it. Bimona the Choshal Lemikanyo Bay. It says in the Ksuba, we're going to use this kli that's kosher to do kinyanim. What is bimona? Bimona a kli lapuke mit Rav Sheishes Tamar Koinim Beperes. It has to be kli, not fruit. The kosher, what does it mean kosher? Lapukin mishwul the omar koinim bimaraika. You could use, and this we don't hold like, you could use a kli made out of cow dung. Here, I have a picture of it. Here's a guy eating Cheerios from cow dung zevel things. It's not very gishmak. And if you don't appreciate that, that's my humor. Not Yoshi, I gotta preface. I saw that he wasn't so into it. This is more like bathroom humor. They used to make kalim out of this stuff. You can't use this for chalipin. Limekanyo, lafuki midelevi. By the way, if you skip the email section today, we did a raffle. Somebody won $10,000. Go look it up. Lafuki midelevi, domar bekalov shomakno. Kamash melon, limekanyo. Limekanyo says Rashi means to acquire. I thought it meant, when I just read it, I thought it meant to acquire to somebody else. You're the one acquiring it, to be koina. Veloili kanuye, and not to transfer. You're not the one transferring. Bey. The word bey means to exclude a coin. You can't use coins for chalipin. Bey comes to say, let's say you have a bowl that somebody did avodah zarah with. You cannot use that bowl or a pen for chalipin. Ikadamri, oof. Kinnovations, in honor of my uncle, Rebbe Chonon Pressman, and as a schuz for Akiva Simcha Ben Fego, official mitzvah motivators, in honor of the Lehman sponsoring Sfarim for the Daily Ner Talmud Learning, by the Gwersman brothers, for the of our grandfathers, Chover, Moshe, Mir, Achmil, Allah, Shalom, and original Yeki, and Rav Eliez, Moshe, Ben, Rebbe, Shema, Zatzal. Ikadamri, Bey, Omer, Papa, Lumute, Matbeya. Bey is to, Rav Papa says, to exclude a coin. The Koshar, Omer, Avzvid, Vitei, Rav Ashi, Lumute, Yisur, Ano, that if you did have a Dezara on a Kli, you can't use it for Chalibin. Avamarika, the dog thing, the cow stuff, loy itzrich, you don't need a posse for that. It's posse, you can't use it as chalipin. Asimon koine samat beya. Maya simon. You remember we had asimon in the Mishnah. What do we say it was? Anybody remember what asimon was? Slug, a blank, whatever. Rabbi, if you are that generation, this was an asimon in Eretz Yisrael. This is what you used to make phone calls. The Rosh Yeshiva Slabatka, when he found out that Bochum were tying a thread to the Asimon, and they would lower it into the phone, and the way it worked, every, like if you called a faraway place, every 10 seconds it would drop. You had to put like 100 Asimon. So they would just hold it up with the thread, and they would make a phone call. So he made a whole drasha. He said, listen, my boy said this is stealing from whoever owns the phone, the Dar Yisrael, I don't know who, stealing. But he said, I did learn a Musar Haskell when I found out that there's such a thing. That no matter how low you fall, as long as you're holding on by a string, and that's the Torah, we could always pull you out of there. Says the Gemara, "Maya simoy no marav, moy sanitonas b'simul beis hamerchatz." Okay, so even adayim azeh, there's certain mikvahs that you go. Let's say on Shavuos night or whatever, there's certain places that you want to go on Shabbos. You bring some sort of card, you bring some sort of piece of metal. It doesn't. It just shows that somebody just entered and the guy knows how many towels to prepare, etc. Omer Rav, Moiz Anitonis B'Simon LeBeis HaMerchatz. Meisvei Eimechala Meisr Sheini Ala Simon. But how does that fit in? Because we said, you can't use Meisr Sheini, you can't put it and put the Kedusha of the fruit into an Asimon. Okay, and Asimon you just said is for the Beis HaMerchatz. Then it says a second later, V'loi Al Moiz Anitonis B'Simon LeBeis HaMerchatz. So Asimon and Beis HaMerchatz are two different things. Mechala Asimon, Lav Moiz Anitonis B'Simon LeBeis HaMerchatz. V'chitei Meperushka Mefarish, maybe you'll be doiching. Say, it's an explanation of what you can't do. A simon is the coin or whatever they use in the bathhouse. But I'll prove you from another place that says it in two completely different sentences. You can't use an asimon for maizasheni. And but they agree. There is no machloikis on that thing that you use for the bathhouse. But there is a machloikis and asimon. You see asimon and the coin for Beis HaMerchatz is two different things. It's the slug. It's a coin that doesn't have any depiction on it. What is an asimon according to both of them? We just said that you're not machal ma'is sheni on asimon. It's this blank. Rabbi Shmuel Ma'i, the Sanya, v'tzarta hakesef biyadcha. You should bring the Ma'aser Sheni money up to Yerushalayim, hold it in your hand, he learns. The rabbi is called Dovar Anitz Rabbiya. What's the word v'tzarta? He learns that it means that you should hold it in your hand, but not like Rabbi Kiva, did Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that this money is something that you bring up to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, the rabbi is called Dovar Sheshel of Tzura. It has a depiction. So Meiler, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold that it has a depiction. It does. It's a coin without a depiction. Ketzad Moshe Chemenu Peres V'Lenasan LeMois and Yochel Achzibot. If you lift up the pri, you go like this, and you don't give the money. That's it. You were kind of with Chalipin. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Dvar Torah Mois Koinois. In fact, the Torah tells us that money does acquire. Where's the Torah say it? Anybody remember from yesterday? Where does it say in the Torah that money acquires? V'nosan hakesef v'kamloi by kachim by when the Beis Hamikdash sells something, you give money and it's yours. When they said the Rabbanan said don't use money, say that your wheat was burnt in the attic. Says the Gemara, I had a beautiful mashal there from the Chofetz Chaim. I'm going to have to skip it. So if so, if man deshodet leika, boy shalume. What's the big deal? Why? He's going to save your wheat because it's his. But at the end of the day, whoever set the fire should pay for it. No, Alexander Shem, people like it, boy, it happened by itself, and there's nobody to pay for it. If you say, listen, midiraisa, it's the buyers. But I'm going to make it the seller so that he takes care of it. He's going to take care of it. He's not going to take care of it. It's not true. It says Mashiach in the Torah, not money. My time in the Rish Lakish, the Makro, Bechi, Simkuru, Mimkur, Lami Secha, Oi Kanoi Miyad Amisecha. It says from the hand. So that's a Mashiach, to pull it from the guy's hand. Dovarnik no Miyad Liyad. So you see Mashiach. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Miyad, Lemutik Harka, the Lesl Bayana. Over there, we're talking about Aina. And it says the word Miyad. Karka is not something you give someone. You can't give somebody karka. So Mela is coming to teach us that if you overcharge in real estate, it's okay. There's no ino, you don't get back the karka. You don't have to pay the difference. Rish Lakish, Imkein Lichtav Krov, Vichisimkor, Mimkor, Miyad, Amisecha, Toinu. Why does it say, Oikonoi? Lamali. Shema Mino, the Mashiach, the words Oikonoi teach us Mashiach. Rabbi Yochanan, Kanoi, my Avalai. So what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with these extra words? Mibarlik, the Sanyo, Vichisimkor, Mimkor, Atoinu. A perfect thing. Does a na work both ways? Could the seller, if he makes a mistake and he sells it for less than he's supposed to, could he take back the mechira? What if he sells it and he lost a sixth? He could take it back from this pasuk. Rish Lakish, the actual words you learn about a na, and the fact that it's close to the words miad also teaches us another halacha. Not. Whoever has the money, he could take it back, meaning since the seller has the money, he's the only one that could retract, not the buyer. Now, if you're telling me that there was a kinyan here, and we're saying that the seller Rabbanan took away and said he has the right to take it back, why? Because he's going to make sure to save it from the fire. And he has a reason to why, because if it goes up in value, he's going to want to undo it. He could gain here, a monetary gain. Because if it goes up in value, he'll say, okay, done. I'm retracting. Okay, we could understand why only one out of the two could take it back. Eli, Amos, Moise, and Akinas, but if you're telling me, like Rish Lakish, that there's no kinyan at all that happened here. Why? Because money doesn't acquire anything. Why can't the buyer take it back? Of course, it's possible that according to Rabbi Shimon, mois do acquire. That's not what I was saying. I'm just saying that mois don't buy. I leave the Rabbanan. I was talking about according to Rabbanan that mois not going. Says Gemara, I can understand the machlokes whether mois kainos or not mois kainos. If mois kainos, then only the seller could retract. If mois ain't a kainos, there's no kinyan at all. They both could retract. I understand the machlokes. How does Rabbi Yochanan explain the machlokes? Says the Gemara, "Iki benayu the Rav Chisda." Domer Rav Chisda keder shetikne mashiach b'mayrim kach tikne mashiach b'lekuchos. Rav Chisda says that just like when you schlep something, you pull something, that the seller could retract before the mashiach, so too the buyer could retract before mashiach. Reb Shimon, less later Reb Chisda. Reb Shimon says, no, that only applies to the buyer, to the seller. Rabbanon is the Reb Chisda, and Rabbanon say, no, they both can retract by Mashiach. Rabboisai, have a wonderful day. We'll see you, Bezer Hashem, after Pesach. Stick to it. Shkoyach.